I think it was a welcome lift in terms of the restrictions. I know some people are still nervous about the health and safety. What does this mean for them going out in public, for tourists, for people to start migrating up here? But I think what I want to mention is that the governor would not have lifted some of these restrictions. You know, your UP legislators with your economic development groups, with the hospitals and our universities, would not have brought our plan forward to the governor's team if we didn't have safety at the forefront. And as we go through this, we still want people to wear masks, do the social distancing, and really be patient with us as more testing comes online. But to think about your small businesses and really your friends and neighbors that rely on our economy up here and people coming in the summer months to make them float.
Well, one of the things I know that has been mentioned is we're being watched. We're going to be watched closely now with how we handle this in terms of people going out and doing things. And one of the things that we're talking about here is exercising some discretion. This is not an across the board. All the rules are, you know, lifted and our restrictions are lifted and so on. There's some restrictions on how many people can go to a restaurant and still keeping people separated. And people need to keep that in mind, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the good news that we've heard from the governor's team is that, you know, even later this week, going into next week, some of the things that people really are looking for, whether it's, allowed to be able to have elective surgeries, vacation rentals, or even, you know, hair salons is a big one that I keep hearing. You know, those will be looked at. And as long as, we don't have any spikes, you're going to see a lot more of these, businesses and industries allowed to come back into the fold. And, we really are the role model for Michigan.
It's interesting to be that in this case, but this is the time of year now where we're looking at tourism and travel industries, big parts of Michigan's economy and a huge part here in the Upper Peninsula. It's hard to speculate, of course, but what do you think we'll see? Do you believe that we're going to have an influx of people here in the district that are going to be coming up from downstate or other places? Is that an issue in your mind?
It is a little bit, but I think most people around the country really are taking caution, and certainly in Michigan, hats off to all of our residents because they really have taken it seriously. They've done the social distancing. They've stayed home, but we just have to prepare for people coming in. We've got a big holiday weekend coming up. Go to the grocery stores if you don't want to be out. Get yourself set up and stay home this whole weekend until, the stores get cleaned heavily again and we feel safe going into June to come out.
Everybody is saying, the restaurateurs, the bar owners and everything on their social medias, they're all saying that, exercise patience with us because they're working their way through it. And that would probably be a good message is to use some discretion and patience if you do choose to go out and visit and patronize some of these businesses.
Absolutely. And, they want to be successful. We want them to be successful. And so, they're just looking for everyone's cooperation. And, we're also looking at, can we expand the outdoor setting for these bars and restaurants? Can we allow them to use their parking lots if they're roped off in a manner that, keeps people safe? So we're working with them, trying to make sure that, when they reopen, bringing employees back, having those expenses again, they can keep people safe, but operate in a way that, is temporary for the time being.
Talking with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi this morning. Sarah, as we wrap up with you, I guess kind of going into this holiday weekend, it's hard to say what we're going to see, but there are, this definitely is being observed to see how it impacts the rest of the state. But we have the other executive order type things that are coming due at the end of the month here, 10 days or so away. There's some disputes, of course, going on with that. But do you have any indication of what we may see before the month is out, before we go into June?
It's my hope that we're going to come together in Lansing, not be divided, put some of this behind us. I know none of us are really fully prepared for what the COVID-19 pandemic was going to be. Emotions are high, and I think there's a lot of mistakes that government has made. But really, we have to thank the governor for keeping the rate of infection down and certainly the death rate. And going forward, we have to come together. And as UPERS, we've always done that. And to set the stage and be the first to do that, I have no doubt we can be the role model that Lower Michigan wants us to be.